Now, welcome back. I'm now joined on the line by Christine O'Kelly to tell us about the forthcoming events hosted by DCU for the local community. A very good morning to you, Christine, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
You're most welcome. Well, first of all, Christine, may I ask you to just briefly go through the number of events hosted by DCU over the coming months?
Well, we will be having... DCU developed this concept called the Age Friendly University Initiative in 2012, which they launched. And we've had a number of events over the last number of years, right throughout the year, each year in the semester. So we would have things like workshop events around health, around fitness, nutrition. We have opportunities for people to engage in lifelong learning. We have our sports facilities and our medics program. If you have a reoccurring condition like diabetes or cardiac care, and you can come in and do a therapy, one-to-one therapy on those. And we've recently launched a movement to music for those with Parkinson's. And that's for two types of Parkinson's, for the people who've just been recently diagnosed or people who are more debilitated by Parkinson's through our medics program. And really what I want to promote is we're having an event on the 29th of September called The Taste of DCU. And some of your listeners might have come last year. And this basically is an opportunity to showcase all of the things that we have going on in DCU for older people in the community. And what we mean by older is, 50 plus upwards, but younger people can come along as well, older than 23, but in the age categories. There's no barrier on aging and joining DCU. So at the moment we have a number of courses that we're developing, and these are what we call the Love of Lifelong Learning courses, which are workshop events that people can come into throughout the year. And then we have, if you want to do a credit-bearing module from our existing undergraduate programme, so for example, the students starting this week in DCU doing a full degree programme, then their courses are comprised of little modules, little different courses. So, for example, there might be an introduction to law. And what we have done this year is we made those modules available to people to come in to do. So if you want to come in and sit under the class, you're very welcome to do that. There is a charge of €100, and you can come in and you can dip your toe into the water and sit through an academic course, and you wanted to do the exams, but just take part in the class. And then if you want to do it for a credit that will go towards a degree in the future, you can do it with €500. So it's there's two price ranges, and then we also have these workshops and other events happening throughout the year as the year goes on. So I just want to highlight the Taste of DCU on the 29th of September. It's a great day. You'll have a whole load of opportunities to meet lots of different lecturers in the university. They come in, they deliver a 30-minute presentation just to see what it's like to work and to be in a university campus.
Okay, right. Just to recap on the full degree modules, what's the difference between the 500 one and the €100 one?
€100. Well, as I mentioned, each little module, you need 60 of those. They're each worth 5 credits. And each one of those 5 credits goes towards a degree, which is 60 credits in total. So what happens with the student is a student will come in and they'll be doing 60 credits a year over the 4 years. If you want to come into DCU and you want to say, gosh, I'd love to try out to take a degree, or maybe just to see what's going on in the academic environment, you can come into the classroom environment of those students. So, for example, if you wanted to do sort of identity and belonging or human development or history and structure of the media, you can come in and you can sit in that class for €100, take part in the class, but you don't have to do any of the exams or assignments. So you can do it that way and just take part in the class, and that's what we call audit only. And then if you decide, actually, do you know what, I'd like to be challenged a bit and I'd like to actually take the exam, take the assignments, do the assessments and get the 5 credits for doing it, and that's €500. But that remains a currency. So if you wanted to go back and do the full degree, you wouldn't have to do that module again. And you can build up a degree program within specific modules to get yourself a degree. And it has to be within the same sort of strand, if you can understand. So you might be doing sort of all nursing things and heading into a nursing degree. Like, you couldn't just do something in law and then decide, I'm going to do something else in nursing. So the thing is it's really to give people open access to coming into the university and just trying out and saying, I always wanted to have an opportunity and I didn't get the opportunity. And instead of investing, €3,000 or €4,000 in trying to do a degree, you can come in and you can do just dip your toe in the water for the first time and then look down towards the road, see what opportunities there are there to come into the college on a more permanent basis, But these courses are really aimed at people who probably are maybe at home in the community or retiring or thinking about retiring or already retired. And it's to get people to have that intergenerational experience in DCU that we want, because we know the value of our older people in the community. And this is also helping our students to challenge stereotypes. And these students that we have coming in here, they're the leaders and employers of tomorrow. And as a nation, if we need to be giving older people an opportunity to have more opportunity to engage and maybe to work longer if they want to, well, then that opportunity is there, because it's already challenging the stereotypes. And we don't see people as being a separate group, older people as being a separate group over there. They're all part of, we're all part of one community, and that's what we're all about in DCU.
Okay, so if you didn't want to go the full whack, you went for the €100 one. Is that just for one class or a number of classes?
That's for one module over 8 weeks. So to be the same as any
okay.
undergraduate program, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2 hour lecture for 1 week. So we have a huge range of them, and they're you know, as you know, DCU has expanded quite a bit in the last 2 years. So some of them are on the St. Patrick's campus down in Drumcondra, and some are on the Glasnevin campus, and we have some also in All Hallows. So we have everything from campaigning for health right down to early modern Europe from 1450 to 1648, an introduction to microeconomics, the Irish legal system, social and personal development with communication skills, the principles of health promotion, introduction to marketing. We have a huge range of courses that people can link into. How life works, very interesting. And what I generally get on the phone is people who phone me and say, I only did a primary certificate, which you would have known many years ago would have been a leaving age of 14. And people say, I didn't really do very well in school. I hadn't got a good relationship with education. This is all about lifelong learning. And in actual fact, it's completely different. I always say to people, you have far more experiential learning of through your experiences than can be equated in an educational degree. So come into the university and try it out, because you get people coming in and they have all sorts of fantastic backgrounds themselves. So you get people in who already have had work in the community for many years, and they can add to our students' engagement as well. Because if I'm looking for somebody comes in and they discover they've had 15 years of working with ESB, that's really valuable to us, because in actual fact, that's experience of somebody actually working, real-life experience, that then can pass that knowledge on to our students as well. So the two-way street in DCU, we have a lot of engagement and exchange between the what I call the traditional students and our non-traditional students coming into the university. And it's really, really key to us going forward in about how we build a society that's more inclusive and engaging the older people, and have opportunities for people to engage for much longer. And it's also informing our own students' ageing process. And we always have to remember that, you know, that they won't have the working lives that we've had. And, 70 might be the new retirement age. And you need to have people to have opportunities to do things. I mean, you know yourself, all this debate that's going on now with people being forced out of the workforce when they get to 66 or, 67. And they want us to contribute to work, but they're not allowed to. So these are the sort of things we're looking at in DCU and how we can address those challenges, you know.
Okay, all sounds absolutely wonderful. Take one module, over 8 weeks. How many classes are you talking about in a 1 week period?
One module would be one class every week. So that module would be sort of maybe 2 hour lecture once a week, you know, part of the undergraduate program.
All right.
And then it would be over 8 weeks.
Okay, and let's say you went for the full 5 credits, going total for the 500 with all the assignments and the examination at the end of it.
Yeah, there would be extra work in that. You still do the one module, you still do the one lecture probably, but
yeah.
You probably also have a tutorial, so you'd get a one-to-one with the tutor, and
okay.
Then you'd also have support. You know, you could go to, you get all the benefits of being a full-time student in DCU on a part-time basis. So you get access to writing, academic writing support. So there's a specific way they want the essays and stuff produced. So you would get that support through DCU, and you'd have access to everything in DCU with the 500. You'd have access to the library, all of the student support services that happen in DCU. You know, you'd have one-to-one with the lecturers. You'd also be required, of course, to complete the assignments and send those in. So there's obviously a certain amount of work you'd have to do outside the classroom on your own bat. And, I mean, we do have supports. That's what we have academic supports for. So things like if people didn't have good computer skills, we run free computer classes for older people in DCU, in Glasnevin and in All Hallows campus, 6-week programs, and they're completely free. They're an introduction to computers if people are interested in coming in to do those. And we're doing those in partnership with Third Age Ireland. And I don't know, your listeners might know Third Age because they operate the Senior Helpline, the Fáilte Isteach Programme and the Sage Advocacy Programme. So these are things that we work in partnership with lots of other agencies to produce, to give value to the community. And those programmes run over 6 weeks, and they'll be starting again in October right through until probably up to next year. And they're free to the community, and they're 6-week programmes.
Okay, actually,
so
speaking of...
People are,
Sorry for interrupting. Speaking of third age, we actually had them in on our senior citizens program only Monday, days ago. Yeah, so it's all interlinked. We're all interlinked here. Just before we finish up, Christine, because we're actually running out of time, I'm really sorry. Any website that anyone can check up on us? Probably the DCU.ie, is it?
Yeah, just go to, actually, if you just Google DCU Age Friendly, it'll bring you up to the Age Friendly website. And that has all of our courses on it at the moment. We will have more courses going on in October as well that will be billed at €60. And these are lifelong learning courses. But they're currently being in development because we obviously have to wait until our lectures come back and fit them into the existing timetable.
Okay.
And the other thing I do want to mention is next March we'll be having an international conference in Croke Park called Engaging Aging. It'll be our second international conference. It's likely to be a great event. We are really advocates of the fact that the experts in ageing are older people themselves. So we always put out that call. Last year we had a very favourable rate, €20 for the 2 days, a 2 day conference in Croke Park. And I just want to flag it, and I hope there'll be an opportunity later in the autumn maybe to come back on the show and just talk in a little bit more detail about that.
Excellent. Christine, thank you very, very much for joining us. It's all very interesting.
Thanks for the opportunity.
All the best.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Christine O'Kelly talking about the forthcoming events hosted by DCU for the local community.